Now that you've likely just watched the modules on the complexity threshold index and the strategy risk tolerance for clients, I want to give you a sense of what can you do with this information? How can you be more impactful with what you learn and use that to facilitate decision making and conversations, not only with your clients, but with the client's other advisors? You're likely very familiar with our Qualitate web-based application, which by its name, you can probably imagine, is designed to capture and document and get at the qualitative aspects of the relationship, right? What matters to your clients and who are they and what can we understand more about them to better facilitate the things that they're trying to achieve in life through their planning? And that's what Qualitate is designed to do. So like many of the other qualitative-based conversations that we're teaching you, the complexity and strategy risk is something that Qualitate actually delivers some very exciting and valuable reports that you can use to present back to clients and these other professionals. And so some of the things that you want to look at is there's plots where you can actually compare the complexity and the strategy risk together between a couple or between business partners. So you can see where one might align with a higher level of strategy risk, where the other might be on the lower end, not feeling comfortable about risk. And what the chart will show you is where is the optimal point to be able to navigate and bring that client to as it relates to the planning and the things you're going to help them implement so that they both are getting what it is they need and what it is they want to feel comfortable with the risk that's being taken. That's a really valuable one. The same thing around complexity and dealing with complexity. So those are some of the charts. There's a really powerful chart that we love that's more in the same sense of a histogram. It looks like a spider map a bit, if you will. And what it does is it actually overlays one person's response and report on top of the others, okay? And so what it shows you is very clearly is where are the areas that they're in alignment with one another and where are the areas where one feels more comfortable in either this type of complexity or one might feel more comfortable taking on this form of risk. Why is that important, you might ask? This allows you as the advisor to just be in a powerful conversation to help facilitate the clarity, bring out the conversations to ensure that each of the decisions you're trying to help facilitate and helping these clients make ultimately, that you're having conversations about how they're going to feel about this, how this is going to be sustainable long-term and everyone is going to feel good about it. So again, these are reports that will have you be seen as unique and different and really caring about putting the right things in place the right way for your clients like no other advisor has. And that is our goal, really helping you stand out above everyone else in this very competitive space. And as I said earlier, the accountants, the lawyers, the bankers, the other professionals that you're dealing with are going to see this as unique and valuable and something that they haven't seen otherwise. So I really hope that you'll see the advantage of this. One last thing I want to share with you about this is just examples of where you see maybe in existing relationships where you're being brought in and introduced and you might be the newest advisor on the team, why would it be important to bring a tool like this into a situation like that? Well, number one, part of why you've been brought into the relationship might be the fact that currently there's a level of complexity that's being undertaken that's overwhelming to the client. Or maybe there's too much risk that's being taken. How many times have you looked at an investment portfolio before you started working with a client and you've seen that they're taking on too much risk based upon the needs that they have or the comfort or the tolerance they actually have for it? This is the same thing. So we found many, many situations where we've been able to help advisors communicate to clients and their other advisors about the fact that this, you know, the report is actually showing that they have a lower threshold and a lower tolerance for risk and complexity compared to the current plan that they have in place today. And so there's only a couple of ways that you can look at solving that. Either you can get the client to increase their level of comfort around complexity and risk, Or you can actually put a plan and a strategy in place that's more in alignment with who they are and what they want. Well, just think about that right there. Which do you think is the best course of action that the other advisors is going to suggest? And more importantly, which course of action around that do you think is the one that the clients are going to want to pursue? They're going to want to pursue the one that's in more alignment with them, that takes into consideration the complexity and the risk, that's a match for them, and a solution that can still have them on track for how they want things to be in the future. So look at some of the examples of these reports, look at Qualitate, and look at how you can create some really dynamic conversations and engagements around these very valuable tools.